We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zuckerberg got schooled yesterday. This is a meeting of all the men who run Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google. They were at a virtual House antitrust hearing yesterday. And here's Zucky talking about how great Facebook is as a community leader.
The products we build have changed the world and improved people's lives. Our industry is one of the ways that America shares its values with the world and one of our greatest economic and cultural exports.
They have him in a booster seat with his little legs dangling down.
Yeah, here's Val Demings.
Facebook is a case study, in my opinion, in monopoly power because your company harvests and monetizes our data, and then your company uses that data to spy on competitors and to copy, acquire, and kill rivals. You've used Facebook's power to threaten smaller competitors and to ensure that you always get your way. These tactics reinforce Facebook's dominance, which you then use in increasingly destructive ways. So Facebook's very model makes it impossible for new companies to flourish separately, and that harms our democracy, it harms mom-and-pop businesses, and it harms consumers. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Was that really her?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of also how Facebook acquired Instagram and like WhatsApp and stuff like that.
No. The story is horrific. And then Jim Jordan from Ohio talks about the censoring.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives. That's not a suspicion. That's not a hunch. That's a fact. July 20th, 2020, Google removes the homepages of Breitbart and the Daily Caller. Just last night, we learned Google has censored Breitbart so much traffic has declined 99%. June 16th, 2020, Google threatens to demonetize and ban the Federalists. April 19th, 2020, Google and YouTube announce a policy censoring the content that conflicts with recommendations of the World Health Organization. Now think about that. The World Health Organization, the organization that lied to us, the organization that shielded for China. And if you contradict something they say, they can say whatever they want. They can lie for China. They can shield for China. You say something against them, you get censored.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
And Google, you'll notice Google censors everything.
Who was the one that cut off President Trump's head, you know, and the comedian? What's her
name?
Kathy
Griffin.
Kathy Griffin got an honorary award the other day for her activism.
Yeah, you can have...
And that picture was on Facebook. That's okay.
And there's another picture of somebody in Antifa slitting a cop's throat, and multiple people complained about it, and Facebook was like, although that doesn't break any of our rules, we understand why you're upset.
But then I put a doctor up there about hydroxychloroquine.
Facebook jail.
Totally Facebook jail. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And then, you know what exacerbates the problem is then you have people who do this stuff.
And now on the Rick Stacy program, how everyone reacts when reading a news story on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh man, I can't believe that person said that to that other person.
Oops.
Century! And it has to be real. It's definitely real. I'm not going to do any other research whatsoever to verify the authenticity of this story because it's gotta be real. And it was all a hoax. Rick Stacy!